Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live in Studio A with Caroline Herring. Welcome.
Thank you.
You made it here from...
I made it. Yeah, some crazy weather out there.
A little rough, but we're glad you made it here okay. And she performs tonight at the Shed Theater along with Brooks Williams. And we'll give some tickets away. And in just a little bit, we're going to hear first song from maybe your new album.
Wellspring, okay. Absolutely.
What's this first one you're going to do for us?
This is called Trace. First of many flowers growing close behind the wall. Flax and seed one day, the wonder of it all. There's a place in that garden, we both been there, darling. I won't forget the day we met long ago. Woods and miles and acres. In that countryside, you build a house so deep and wide, and I see the stones, fires, and the thrones of long ago. Long ago, rooms of abandoned houses in my mind. Long ago, back porch living. Survive this time. And long ago, there were sharecropping farmers on the land. And long ago, all that's left are. Walls of yellow hue. Yeah, I learned a thing or two. The trace winds a thousand ways, and that just drew it well. And there are hallowed bones of native ones, ours the merchant trail. And there are places in that road where lie the seeds we sow. I won't forget the day we met long ago. Long ago. Long ago.
Trace. It's the first track off the new album, Wellspring. Caroline Herring. She's live in Studio A. Again, she performs tonight with Brooks Williams, located at the Shed Theater. We'll take caller number 4 right now for a pair of tickets at 821-9223. It's on Blue Corn Music. You can also go to carolineherring.com for your website. And Wellspring, the title of it. What's behind the source of the title of the album? Does it have to do with your husband or more with Texas, where you live for quite a while, I believe?
Well, that's exactly right. And I'm about to play. The next song is
the second verse has Wellspring in it, and it's partly from the song and partly from lots of springs in Central Texas that I love swimming in and going to. Wonderful water holes all around there that I miss a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, both of those.
And did you start playing, you originally from Mississippi, mm-hmm. born and lived there for a while, too.
That's right.
Did you start playing when you were around all the music in Austin? It's a huge music city. Or had you been playing as a little girl? Or when did you pick up the guitar?
I did not start doing this sort of thing until just a few years ago. I was in grad school in Oxford, Mississippi, and I started playing with a bluegrass band called the Sincere Ramblers. And we were the host band on a live audience radio show for about 2.5 years. And then I decided I wanted to move to Austin, in part to pursue music. And so when I did finally move to Austin, and I was there for several years, then I started pursuing music full time.
Yeah. And Kelly Willis in Austin... And yeah. from Austin, too, she helped you out on this album.
She certainly did.
Good. She's wonderful, too. And a lot of other people, or Peter Rowan, he's a big deal to you. Had you played with him before?
I actually met Peter Rowan through that radio show in Mississippi.
Oh, great.
And we kept up, and he introduced me to lots of folks when I moved to Austin.
So from Mississippi to Austin, then you moved to D.C.
And now Atlanta.
So what do you call home?
I guess now it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't say, I'm going to go back home to Austin or...
Well, I love Austin and I miss it a lot, but... And I hope that they still consider me a Texas musician. I go there all the time. I'll be back in January.
And you had a weekly thing there, too, as well, didn't you?
I did. I had a weekly happy hour there for a couple of years.
And that had to be hard to land. I mean, there's so many great musicians. And
it was a lucky break, no doubt about it.
So what happened? You just did the testing, and they're like, okay, you're on board, and we're keeping you.
Well, actually, it was a great club where I got at Stubbs Barbecue in Austin. And they have a lot of big bands, but they also have a small stage. And at that time, I was just getting started in Austin, and I was calling around trying to get gigs. It was before I even had a booking agent. And they, for some reason, said, yeah, let's do you a couple happy hours. And so I got every friend I had to turn out, and they said, let's continue.
Okay.
And so over 2 years, I built up a following.
So how long have you been in Atlanta now?
Oh, let's see, since August.
So is it hard to go? I mean, you build up a following in one place, and then you've moved twice since then. Is it hard to adjust to that, to start from scratch again? Or
it's a little humbling,
yeah.
Which is not so bad for us, I guess. It's nice when everybody thinks you're great and they all turn out. But when you're new and people don't know who you are, there is work to be done. So,
And she's working for us here right now.
That's right. Here I am.
Caroline Herring. She's live in Studio A. She's going to play another one for us right now. Again, she's tonight at the Shedd Theater.
Met you once in a living room in Jackson. Thought of you for 6 years or more. 1 hour, you were my secret standard. One night, you walked back through my door. Where your lanky frame was not what I remember. Waking from a long and fitful sleep, but after early morning conversation, I drove to North Texas in disbelief. 'Cause that quaking in my heart was too deep for words. It tremored and it trembled and it ached. We spoke our peace out on Golden Gate Bridge, sealed it with a kiss under magnolias. Well, fortune's not made and not discovered. There were mentors, we were proteges, from one rite of passage to another. We roughed through the wellsprings of our early days, but underneath that surface there was something only you and I could understand. And I made my commitment to that long ago, standing in the hallway way down in Dixieland. 'Cause that quaking in my heart's too deep for words. It tremors and it trembles and it aches. We spoke our peace out on the Golden Gate Bridge, sealed it with a kiss under magnolias. Well, there's one thing that I love more than Austin, a curving round the Frio on her turquoise streets. It's your melancholy dread of Sunday evenings, your shivering body when it sleeps. The future's looking stormy here before us. There are wars, calamities, and tribulations. We'll hatch it down the windows if we have to. Stand the watch together till the morning. 'Cause that quaking in my heart's too deep for words. It tremors and it trembles and it aches. We spoke our peace out on the Golden Gate Bridge, sealed it with a kiss under
Caroline Herring, she's live in Studio A, another one from her new release, Wellspring, the follow-up to her first release, Twilight, both on Blue Corn Music, and you can go to carolineherring.com. She performs tonight at the Shed Theater. And as you grew up in Mississippi, and a lot of people might think Mississippi Delta blues and, you know, a lot of blues down south, and is that, were there blues everywhere when you were growing up in the clubs, and or was it a little bit of everything? Can you describe the scene down there?
Well, but I was white, so I didn't get to hear a lot of it because it's pretty segregated down there. At least when I was growing up, I was pretty well shielded, though Elmore James was from Canton, and there was blues going on all around. I guess it's like that a lot of places, culture pockets that you have no clue about that are so rich and complex. But since then, since I've come of some age, I wouldn't claim to follow in anybody's footsteps, but I definitely say our best songwriters are people like Mississippi John Hurt. Yeah. You know, it's a rich tradition of all sorts.
And is that what you heard first? Do you remember the blues first when you were growing up, or because so segregated?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, my parents listened to the Kingston Trio and the Mamas and the Papas, and I heard Newport Folk Festival records, and that's, you know, that's fine. People like what they like, and so I did hear more bluegrass and country growing up, and then heard more of those and folk, and then blues when I got into college. Really, pre-college, I heard more R.E.M. and Prince than I did anything else, and the classical music I was studying.
And the Newport, you've played at that festival, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
And so how do they invite you, or is it both? Like, you have to turn in your package, or what's your advice to
a
singer-songwriter that wants to get into that festival?
They definitely invite you, but I'm sure you hound them like mad. I have had booking agents, thankfully, who've done that job for me, but that or any other festival, you'd send in your materials and make many calls and hope that you're asked.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. I played last year when Bob Dylan played.
Oh, great.
Didn't get to meet him, but I sure enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Well, we're enjoying you being here right now. We want to thank you for that. You said you're headed back to Austin for a show coming up next, or back in the Texas area.
Uh-huh. Sure. Headed back to it to Texas in January.
And who are some of your favorite Austin singer-songwriters or players? Do you have anybody that stands out most?
Yeah, I do, indeed. Slade Cleaves has actually been a great friend and mentor there, and he's got a new album coming out, Eliza Gilkison. Mm-hmm. I like very much. There are so many good singer-songwriters down there. It's a fun community.
And some of them don't.
Adam Carroll's another.
Yeah.
What about Toni Price? Is she still doing her continental gig?
I believe so, every Tuesday.
And she never tours, though, does she?
Yeah, well, you know, after driving through major snowstorms and rainstorms, I can see some logic in that. But no, I think she... I used to work next door to the Continental Club, and I, and the line goes down the block and around the back for hippie hour on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you
so
much.
It always will.
For dropping by and playing live. Congratulations on your new album. And
thank you.
We'll give one last pair of tickets away right now to caller number 5 at 821-9223. Caroline Herring tonight at the Shed Theater with Brooks Williams. Can we hear one more from
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. This is called Colorado Woman. Western prairie stretches far away from home. Lose your troubles in the big sky. Thought I'd move along like the ranchers do. Stake a claim on a quiet space or two. Miles away, still I recall your face and your lights. I once resided.
This time I gotta hold on by myself.